open early for all your sports discussion needs. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, Bishop James Laurinaitis with you here on the program. Time to head out on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a visit with our good friend Sam Monson, of course, of PFF. Sam, you're a renaissance man. Before we get into the football, and there's a lot to get to from the quarterback position, we were having the conversation about your master's meal, our master's meal. What would yours be if you were wearing the green jacket and you could set the menu at Augusta?
Wow. I haven't even thought about it. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good, you know, good steak, good filet. I've been working through a bunch of different steaks trying to find, you know, the ideal one, and I keep coming back to filet. You can't beat it. There's a reason it's the most expensive one. It's the best.
I like that you're working through all the steaks. I think that's a win right there, my man. All right, I kind of feel like what happened this week with Darnold in Carolina is a reaction to kind of what's happened with Deshaun Watson. It very much appears, and talking to people down in Carolina, that Deshaun Watson was option 1, 2, and 3 for them this offseason. And it's just to the point now with everything going on that they felt like maybe this was the best way for them to address quarterback, also acknowledging that perhaps the quarterback that they want in the draft will not fall to them. What do you make of this move? What do you make of the fit of Darnold in Matt Rhule's offense?
I think you're right. I think it's funny that a lot of the moves made this offseason with quarterbacks seem to have been in the same kind of vein, which is, as much as we're all looking at this group of quarterbacks and saying there's maybe 5 first-rounders, 5 guys that could go in the top 10, a lot of teams seem to be looking at this and saying, you know what, there's only really 2 that we like, and they're going to be gone, 1, 2. So after that, are we comfortable with the next 3? And the answers so far seem to have been no, largely. I think that's kind of what you're seeing from Carolina, that there may be 5 available, and they might have had a decent shot at one, but they didn't like that guy enough. And the Philadelphia Eagles were the same thing when they traded out. They don't like those guys at the same level as a Trevor Lawrence or even a Zach Wilson, and they're willing to punt and try a different route. And for Carolina to go with Sam Darnold, it's an intriguing option because there have been a strong minority of people that want to put all of the blame for Darnold's career so far, you know, at the feet of Adam Gase or the situation around him there in terms of lack of talent and supporting cast. And I think it's a real argument. He's definitely had a bad supporting cast and hasn't been given a great situation and hasn't been set up to succeed, but he's been terrible. I mean, those things can both be true at the same time. And I'm not sure I'd be banking on the idea that if you suddenly put a great situation around him, or certainly a vastly improved one, that you're going to see this incredible Sam Darnold. I just don't think we've seen evidence, really, that guy is necessarily there. And, you know, Carolina, they traded quite a lot to take that gamble.
Yeah, and Sam, I'm wondering, for us here up in Columbus, when I saw the trade with Sam going to Carolina, I just check another team that's not interested in Justin Fields. Where do you see Fields going? I mean, Bo and I were talking, what was it, yesterday, Bo, or the day before, just about, is this the situation where he falls to New England? Would New England even be interested? We're trying to figure out a place for him.
I think he's still in play at number 3 overall to the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
I know all the talk right now is about Mac Jones and Trey Lance. I think Fields is still in that conversation. I think they're still doing work on all 3 of those quarterbacks, to be honest, but certainly Fields as well. I know that, you know, the hype right now is about Mac Jones, but I think Kyle Shanahan is not telling people where he's going. So wherever the conversation is about Mac Jones being their guy, it isn't coming out of that war room. It's not coming out of the people that know where it's going, and it's a very small select group of people. We've seen that in the past from Kyle Shanahan. They keep their cards very close to their chest. So I think Fields is definitely in play for them. Now, if they don't pick him and they do go for Mac Jones or Trey Lance, then I think you're right that he could potentially start to slip a bit. I think ultimately Denver would be as far as he fell. I don't think the Broncos would pass on Justin Fields, even if the NFL, for some reason, was sort of cooler on him than the general draft community or people that have just sort of watched him play. I just think Denver are too desperate for a quarterback that they would jump on any opportunity that presented itself, including Justin Fields if he slid that far.
Sam, the other thing, and you're spot on there, the other thing that's great that people seem to be forgetting on this Kyle Shanahan thing, I mean, who's his dad? Mike, right? He didn't go to Jay Cutler's pro day. He didn't make a big – no one knew – they took Jay Cutler. Nobody knew it in Denver.
Right.
That was coming. And that's – Kyle would be – I agree with you the same way on that front, that it would be all subterfuge. And knowing, of course, that the Jets are picking in front of him and Robert Saleh, like, you don't want Robert Saleh to get wind of somebody you really like and go – off of Wilson, onto Fields, or onto Lance. So it's all lies right now. Like, everything's lies and misdirection. In terms of who would fit what they want to do best at number three, is that Justin Fields? Is he a guy who would fit what they want to do? Because to me, it feels like he would fit it perfectly. And, of course, we're biased because I want Justin to be in a good spot.
Yeah, I do think you would. I mean, the bottom line with Kyle Shanahan's offense is it's probably the most quarterback-friendly system in the NFL. So whenever you're talking about a quarterback going there, it's the best landing spot for every quarterback because it's going to make them better. It's going to make those guys look as good as they can be. But I think Fields also brings a lot to that partnership if he wound up there. I think the stuff that he's good at, deadly accuracy, obviously he's a great athlete as well. He fits well within that system. He can read a defense. He can show you where he wants to go with the ball and deliver that accurately. The concerns you have with Justin Fields, or that some people have, are it's being sort of labeled as this inability to work through a progression. I don't think that's what it is. I think this offense at Ohio State just kind of locks him in to a fairly rigid pre-snap read, and it doesn't ask him to do that much. So what he's doing is sort of dropping back and just waiting for a guy to show himself open and then hit him with the pass. Now, that doesn't mean he can't do the other things, and it also, I think, is something that isn't as big a problem in Kyle Shanahan's offense, where there is a fairly rigid play progression and design that he wants you to hit off the back of those play-action fakes. So I think Justin Fields, if that is his weakness, I think it's hidden more by Shanahan's offense than any other system he could land in. So, yeah, I've been saying for a while that I think Fields is still the best quarterback that they could take at number three, and potentially also has the highest upside within that offense.
Sam, with most likely, you know, you hear rumors of Atlanta saying that they'd be willing to trade out, could go QB, first four picks. The Bengals are sitting there at five. And they have a decision. I'm putting you in charge there now. You're the GM of Cincinnati. Do you go Penei Sewell, or do you go Ja'Marr Chase or Kyle Pitts and get Joe Burrow a weapon? That's been kind of the talk up here. Is what do you do? Do you get Joe a weapon on the outside, or do you try to protect him?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I don't think you're wrong. Whichever way you go, a lot of people are, you know, banging the table one way or the other, either for Sewell. You know, you can't pass on Sewell, or you can't risk not having protection on that offensive line. Ultimately, I think you can make an argument either way. I think they're both very special players, and either one works, and either one is going to put you in a good position at the top of the second round to come back and address the position that you didn't fix. So, yeah, I know everyone's got a really hard stance on this one. I don't. I think you pick the one that you feel most comfortable with. I think both guys are top quality prospects, and I really think you can make a good argument that either one is the right move. So, yeah, just pick your favorite.
Sam, you're one of our favorites. Appreciate your time today, pal.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right, that is Sam Monson, PFF lead NFL analyst, joining us on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.